I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The United Nations says Yemen is quickly approaching famine status. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
This week's UN meeting produced sad results for Yemen. Partners gave less money for humanitarian aid than last year, and $1 billion less than the 2019 total. Within these dark realities, Christ is shining his light into the hearts and lives of the Yemeni people. In 2020, One Church Network announced and observed National Days of Prayer in Yemen on March 18th and September 4th. These are the dates when an international partner and a Yemeni Christian were martyred for their witness. The Church Network will again be fasting and praying on these days in 2021. Save the dates on your calendar. Let's pray for the Yemeni people to find rest in Christ. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Syria's unresolved civil war turns 10 this month. Over 400,000 Syrians have died since 2011. That's more than the entire population of the Bahamas. Over 13 million need some type of humanitarian aid. The UN says that number rose 20% in the last year. Even so, hope remains. Victor Sadek leads the program for theological education by extension. PTEE works with and through local churches to provide theological education for Arabic-speaking Christians.
The most number of students and groups coming to us each month, last 10 years, coming from Syria. We are amazed how, under all these circumstances and all these difficulties, the number of the home groups and the Bible study is growing.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.